Okay, guys.
Great. A couple of guys in the locker room today said that they were unhappy that the team didn't close like they felt they could close. Did you have the same concerns yesterday?
You know, we certainly were more productive offensively in the first half than we were the second. So if that's what they're referring to, you know, I think even in the second half there was one big play that I was, you know, not happy with, but the rest I thought defensively the guys were pretty steady.
Offensively, was that your decision to sort of pull in the reins a little bit and get a little more conservative, or is that just the way the game went? How did you go about the play calling in the second half?
Well, Mike's calling the plays. You know, he and I talk. I don't think it was overly conservative. You know, I think some of the things that happened in the second half didn't happen the first half. You know, we didn't get sacked in the first half. We didn't get pressure. We didn't have a holding penalty on a 30-whatever-yard reception. You know, those are the things that when you make those plays, now you got a great run-pass ratio working and you're feeling good. When you don't make those plays, now all of a sudden it's, you know. So whether it's conservative or whether it's we didn't make plays, you know, I don't know. One time, it doesn't help. You know, we didn't help ourselves early in the second half when we're backed up in our own territory. Traditionally, we'll be a little more careful probably down there. You know, because the consequences are much more grave if something bad does happen.
How did you come to the decision to have Lamonte David make the play calls, and how did that work out in your opinion?
Well, I think it worked out well. It was more a strategic thing on who was going to be out there at what times. You know, and defensively, you can only have one dot. Well, it's any way you can only have one dot, but we just felt that was best. But either one of those guys, I mean, really, there's more than just those two. Adam can do it. There's a bunch of guys that are comfortable doing it. You know, Levante did it all spring and then parts of camp. So we felt like he was ready to handle it. And Mason really does a good job with it. So I think it's good that there's a few guys that are comfortable doing it.
How instrumental was McCoy yesterday in the overall defensive scheme?
I think Gerald is real instrumental in that he's a disruptive force. Even when he doesn't make the play, he's got such good get-off and penetration ability that he makes plays bubble, he makes plays, you know, redirect. I thought Roy did that at times as well. I thought Roy did a good job at the nose making plays redirect. So many times in defensive football, it's dictating daylight. If you can dictate the daylight and direct the ball back where you want it to be, then you have your troops there. But if you don't, then it goes shooting out the front side. And I think that's what defensive linemen, kind of the hidden things they do that maybe people don't realize. You know, you realize the sacks and you realize the TFLs. You don't always realize what a great job a guy did setting an edge of a defense.
Can you talk about Doug Martin and, you know, 28 touches yesterday? I don't know if is that ideal? I mean, that's like 450 for a season if it projects out. But how did he handle that? And he obviously had a very productive day. Is that a feel thing for you game to game, or how much do you want of the load to carry?
I do think it's a feel thing game to game. I think there's a couple things that come into play. What kind of flow he's in, you know, he is a very good receiver. So, you know, we are going to throw him the football. But 28 touches, and you did the math real quickly, that's a lot of touches. Now, has it been done? Sure. Has it been done by rookies? It has been done by rookies. So it's not unheard of, but we'll go one game at a time, and then you just got to keep an eye on him as the season rolls on. How's he holding up? He's a finely conditioned athlete. He's very muscular, works out a lot, which is going to help him, I think, handle some of the, you know, the load. But at the end of the day, that's a tall order. So yeah, we'll see.
Pretty productive. I mean, you got to be real happy with. I mean, those were tough yards. He had one breakout run, which was a 15-yarder at the end of the game. Pretty much the rest of the game was yards after contact. Or what did you see?
Yeah. I mean, and as we talked about pre-game, they have a very, very physical linebacker core. So I thought we did a good job of blocking the front, but some of those linebackers put some wallops on him. And, you know, he won some and he lost some. He ran a few of them over, too, though. So that was good to see.
Greg, on the same line, can you just clarify? LeGarrette, I don't think he was hurt, right? Because we've been asked that. I'm just trying to clarify. What was the situation with him?
Well, LeGarrette could have gone back in the game. So make that clear. I don't know if we're all certain on what's ailing LeGarrette. You know, like he came out of the game and we thought it was his leg. Now, we're not sure, so we're just keeping a close eye on him to make sure that it's nothing more serious. I think he's okay, but, you know, I'll let you know Wednesday. That's probably when we'll know best. You know, tomorrow they're off, but he'll be around, and we'll get a good feel on if there's anything more to it or not.
How's Carl Nick's toe?
Carl Nick's toe.
Left big toe.
Left big toe, huh? It's a big toe.
You need to tell you anymore, buddy.
Yeah. He's going to be all right.
Talk about Mark Barron and how he played. Obviously delivered a big hit, but he also had a big pass breakup.
Yeah, that big pass breakup at the end. I'll tell you what, it was from my vantage point, I didn't think we were going to get there. All of a sudden, he kind of whoop. That's good stuff. I think Mark did a good job. You know, he's feeling his way, too. You know, it's his first NFL game, and I thought he did a real good job in his preparation, which allowed him to go out there and play. And I just think he's going to get better and better and better as it gets more and more comfortable. He's going to play faster. And I thought he played pretty fast yesterday. But I think he will continue to play the game faster as he gets more and more comfortable with all the checks and all the, you know, he and Rondé are in charge of directing that whole back end. And Carolina does a lot of stuff. I mean, they're not an easy team to defend. So I thought for that opponent in his first game, that was pretty good.
This sounds like we're picking nits, so we really aren't. But in the second half, Freeman was 4 for 10 for just like 16 yards. And you mentioned the field position played into that and maybe a penalty or so. But when you play that style of sort of field position and being a little conservative, I think you only threw the ball first down one time in the second half. Are you leaving yourself open to one big play beating you? And I guess my question is, you would hope, I guess, to have more big plays in the passing game and be more consistent throughout the game, or are you comfortable with just saying, hey, we're going to protect this 6-point lead?
Well, I think it all depends on the game, Rick. I really do. I think each game, I look at each game as its own season, and I ask our team to do that. So let's look at our opponent. Who are we trying to beat? And then you look at all three phases. How do we match up personnel-wise? And, okay, well, we don't match up so well here, but we do match up here. Where are our advantages, disadvantages? And then you put together a plan accordingly. You know, I don't think you put together an offensive plan independent of your defensive plan, independent of your special teams. So, you know, we may throw the ball 60 times next week. I mean, I do not have an aversion to my thing is, what do we need to do to win? And then let's put the plan together to do that. Now, we're not always right. You know, our plan can be wrong, or they can, you know, they have a say in it too. But that's our idea. This week, that's what I felt it was, you know. This coming week, you know, I haven't studied enough to know. I have a little bit of an inkling because we off-season studied them, but I'm anxious to get back upstairs and keep trying to, you know, unpeel the onion and talk to the guys and see.
But, Greg, in a way, it was a blueprint for what you want to do every week in terms of the big zero on turnovers, own the line of scrimmage for the most part, physical. So in some ways, that was a blueprint game, wasn't it, a little bit yesterday?
Well, I think the ball security, absolutely. I mean, it doesn't matter what plan you put together. You know, 60 passes, zero passes, you better hold on to the football. You know, I think our line, we did have some good times. We also had some times where they TFL'd us, and we had some good times where we TFL'd them on the front line, and then they had some where they got downhill a little bit on us. So there was give and take, and that's the way a game's going to be. I mean, I don't expect to ever be clearly just dominate every play. That'll never happen. But the ball, no doubt, that is the beginning and the end. So important. Thanks, guys.